Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen out applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today. Speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, welcome to Wednesday. Today I may drop a little Wednesday wisdom on you in a segment we call Wisdom Wednesday. Yeah. Probably going to do that. Good morning, studio!
Morning!
Sorry, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to say full of wisdom today? It's tough.
You probably just wake up every Wednesday just full of it.
Well, I just try to decide what I'm going to share or not.
Okay, yeah.
Here we are. At it again. Lunchbox, are you playing volleyball again or no?
Volleyball is back. I am back on the courts.
Is it co-ed rec?
Co-ed rec volleyball.
Sand or... hardwoods.
Sand. I got to be able to dive, and, you know, I own the beach. I'm not really good on the hardwood.
Wow, you own the beach.
Yeah.
Do you guys actually play on a beach?
Well, yeah, there's sand, and there's chairs, like lawn chairs like they do on the beach.
But is it a beach with water, like ocean?
No, there's no ocean or anything, but it makes you feel like you're at the beach.
Yeah.
And I'm used to playing in the sand, so yeah. And, you know, we weren't very good last season, so end of the year comes, and we're going to sign up again. We had to cut two people.
You cut two people off the team?
Yeah, like they weren't improving, like our team was bad, and you can't just go back in with the same bad team over and over and over and expect to win.
You can if it's fun. And if you're just going to have fun, you can, right? Are we all on the same page there?
Yes.
Okay, but you want to win.
Right, I want to win. Everybody wants to win. You don't sign up for sports not wanting to win.
Did you cut your wife?
No, wife's still there.
I thought she was one of the weak links, according to you.
No, she's been improving. Like her serve game, she's been great.
Okay.
And we started out the season after making two cuts, adding a new girl. We're 1-0.
Dang.
What up?
How many did you win last year?
One game the whole season.
Wow, you've already matched last year. Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We were like 1-9 last year.
Lunchbox is holding his arms in the air, so he wanted us to clap.
Yeah.
So I clapped so he'd put his arms down.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, now he's clapping himself.
Hey, 1-0. What up? The change has worked.
Was it how good was the team you played?
I mean, they weren't as good as us. Ho! Boom! Buns, bump, set, spike!
Oh, my God.
Is that what you yell out, like, during a game?
Or you go, ace!
And then all the, like, people surfing on the ocean.
Yeah, sometimes they have their surfboards and they watch us and they're like, whoa, dude.
Wow. You put the thing in your nose, the cream on your nose when you play?
Oh, yeah, to protect sunblock.
On the beach, you get the rays.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your win
there. Is there lifeguards and stuff?
Yeah, they're in the lifeguard stands.
Yeah.
Seagulls and birds.
They make it all as legit as possible with no ocean. Yeah. Well, congratulations, Bobby.
Thank you. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Austin Police Officer Sergeant Mike Cowden and Officer Ashley Uribe saved the day for a University of Texas graduate whose car broke down on his way to his graduation ceremony. Xavier Baldwin had his whole family in the car. They were driving. The car broke down. When they pulled up, they found out, oh, man, I'm not going to be able to make the graduation in time. So that car called another one, took the whole family in multiple cars, and they made sure they all got to graduation on time.
That's cool.
I hope they turned the lights on, too. Like,
yes.
Made it extra special. Like, woo, move over, please. Got a graduate in the car. I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
If producer Raymond, the American college student who was serving a prison term in North Korea, was released and returned to the United States yesterday, officials are saying Dennis Rodman had nothing to do with the release. In lottery news, still no one has claimed the $447 million Powerball prize in California. Officials are urging people to recheck their tickets. And finally, keep voting to get Bobby in the Radio Hall of Fame. Just go to radiovote.com.
Today's Flag Day. Did you know that?
Oh, I guess I did see that on my calendar.
Yeah, it's Flag Day. I'll ask some easy Flag Day trivia.
Oh,
What do the 13 stripes stand for?
Colonies. 13 colonies.
Okay, Speedy. Whew. Okay, all right. Who sewed the first flag?
Betsy Ross.
Nice.
Wow.
What color is the first bar on the flag?
Oh, you mean red or white? Man. Red.
Ah! Yeah, you gotta go for power color.
Okay.
What was the last state to have a star added to the flag?
Oh, Hawaii or Alaska. The last state to have a star. Am I understanding the question right?
What state was the last state to have a star added to the flag?
Hawaii.
You're nailing him here.
Wow.
Look at this girl. Man. Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
Correct. Not really flag related, but throw that in there.
America.
You haven't missed one of these.
Oh, that's shocking.
I'll give you one more for the win.
Okay, here we go.
What famous nickname? By the way, if you get this, we'll give a listener a prize.
Oh, okay.
But if you don't, listeners never get any prizes ever again.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Yeah. What famous nickname was given to the flag by a sea captain, and we still call it this?
What?
What do we call that beautiful American flag? The nickname.
Old Glory.
Oh!
Yes! Listeners will get prizes for all time.
Well, no, that's not how it works. But somebody call it. We'll let you play the mystery game. 877-77-BOBBY. Big day today, by the way. First of all, Amy wins a game, which, by the way, that's huge news.
First of all, Amy didn't miss a... I'm not talking to myself in third person. Never mind.
Yeah. Second of all, an hour and 38 minutes, Shania Twain in studio. That don't impress me much. We didn't know if we were going to have her today and tomorrow, but we are for 2 days. So an hour and a half until Shania Twain. Any man of mine. First time we ever got to meet Shania coming up today. Everybody's a little nervous. Everybody's a little on edge. Hey, get your
Bobby Bones on. What's up, Bobby?
We try to go around the room and share positivity stories. It's all about bringing the positivity to the radio. The segment's called Tell Me Something Good. Tell me something good. All right, listen to this. Little Caesars workers, all at the pizza place, saved their tips for 9 months so they could pay for their coworker to fly home to Africa to see his family for the first time in 5 years. Like, he didn't have the money, so they secretly started taking their tips, Little Caesars, and putting it into a jar. And they were like, hey, dude, we finally have the $2,000+. And they bought him a plane ticket.
Those are some amazing coworkers.
Yeah, that's really, really thoughtful.
Oh, crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Amy, you're up.
Well, a Marine who lost his legs in Afghanistan was given a handicap accessible smart home. So get this. He's got automated appliances that he controls with an iPad, pull down cabinets and drawers, a roll-in shower so he can get in and out with his wheelchair. And he said his favorite part of his new house is that it's such an incredible place and it's ours, referring to him and his wife, and just helps make life a little bit easier and more normal.
There you go. Lunchbox?
We tip our hats to cops a lot on this show. Well, the Arkansas State Police, they did something even more. They do this thing called Cops on Bulls, where they all get on bulls and ride to raise money for Make-A-Wish Foundation, and they just held the event. So normal cops come and ride bulls to raise money. That is so crazy.
Listen.
Yeah, have you ever ridden a bull?
Yeah. No. I have.
You have?
A real one or mechanical?
A steer. Yeah. Wait. First of all,
how many seconds?
We didn't leave the chute. I just got on it.
Oh,
you just asked if I rode one. I didn't get
that. That's not riding. That's sitting.
Okay. I've mud busted before. Were you going, no, when I was a kid?
That's like a sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a bull, but.
In my mind, it was a bull. Okay. That's awesome, though, and crazy.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's nuts. Man.
And outside the box, I like it.
This is crazy, though.
Let's just hold a car wash. Come on, Bobby
Bones Show. Okay. James is our caller this morning. It's a fresh Wednesday morning. Happy fresh Wednesday, everybody. Happy fresh Wednesday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so fresh. All right, James. So what you'll do is you'll have the option of three prizes as we play the mystery game. James, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Option number one, $20, CHC. Cold hard cash.
Yeah.
Option two, 20 seconds to say whatever you want on the radio, profanity not included.
Oh.
Or option three,
the Mystery Prize!
Cold Hard Cash, Time on the Radio, or the
Mystery Prize!
James, three choices all sound fantastic to me. What'll it be?
I'm going to take the cash, but on one condition.
No conditions! We don't do conditions. You can take the cash or no. James.
I'll take the cash.
I'll take it.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, wow.
Do you want to know what the mystery prize was? Because if you do and you don't get it, it may make your day sad.
I want to know.
Okay, let's go over to Ray. Ray has it already written down in his hand. Ray, what was the mystery prize this morning?
$500.
Oh,
really? That's awesome.
That's
terrible. Such a fresh Wednesday.
Not so fresh, so clean.
Oh, man.
But he did. Hey, he did win $20. We'll give this guy a nice prize. Hey, thank you very much for listening. Do with that $20, I asked you know, do something good or do something bad. Just don't do anything in the middle. You know what I mean? Either go hard or go home.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There he is. There's James, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Garth Brooks was playing the second of five shows in Montana when he spotted a sign in the crowd that said, "You're the reason I play guitar." So he talked to the guy and then, boom, took the guitar off his body and gave it to the guy in the crowd. Everyone was going crazy and the fan wiped away happy tears.
I would have grabbed the biggest guy in the audience and said, "I will pay you $50 to escort me out of here so nobody steals my guitar."
Good point.
Because you know everybody's eyeballing that guitar all show long.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so Luke Combs, congrats to him. This One's For You debuted at number one. So that means his entire album is number one?
He had the number one country record, yes.
Yeah, so shout out. That's pretty awesome. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A 43-year-old man was at a restaurant when he ordered something without onions. Only problem is his meal came out covered in onions.
Oh, no.
Calls the manager over, and what do you think he does?
Okay. It's a choose-your-own-adventure like these. I'm going to say he takes the onions and throws them in his face.
That's what I was thinking. Good one.
Yeah. And then gets arrested for assault.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He tells the manager, "You're lucky I don't go get my gun and shoot you."
Oh.
Then he stands up, pulls his pants down, and moons the manager.
Oh.
Wow. So, well, of all my thoughts, that was never even an option to me.
And so he gets charged with threatening the manager and indecent exposure because there's other families in the restaurant. Oh. And he pulled down his pants to moon him.
Double whammy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
the double whammy, yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
You should have just thrown the onions.
Mine doesn't seem so bad anymore, does it? Sometimes people just want updates, and I get tweets and messages. Hey, give me an update. Okay, here's your update. Lunchbox, do you have bed bugs?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How?
Well, I looked in the mattress, and you said to look in the mattress, and I didn't find anything crawling in the mattress.
No, I said, call someone, have them look in the mattress, because they're tiny mites.
Sometimes so tiny you can't see them.
Are you still getting bit?
I haven't got bit lately.
Has your wife?
She's been itching, but I don't know if that means...
You gotta call somebody.
You're not very confident.
You have to call somebody.
Well, I looked at the mattress.
No, here's why. You could bring it into us with your clothes.
I understand that. Okay. Have you been bitten?
As of tomorrow, you're not allowed back in the studio until you get a note from someone.
Whoa.
Well, I can go. Someone said there's a test at Home Depot. You stick it on your mattress and it's...
Do perfect. That today.
I will do that.
Bring it in tomorrow with the results. I want you to film it.
Okay.
What, if they're positive, does he bring them in?
If they're positive, he doesn't come in.
Yeah.
You have to wash everything. Your curtains, your sheets,
I don't have
your
curtains.
Pillow. No curtains in your house?
No, I have
blinds.
Wood, like blind things.
Okay, I don't have curtains either. I have blinds. Mine aren't wood, though. Mine are like cloth.
Cloth blinds?
Like Roman shades?
I don't know. You guys are talking a different language to me right now. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I just pull them down.
Those are sort of like curtains, but yeah.
Hey, Brittany and Virginia, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling. What's going on?
So I wanted to give a little insight on Lunchbox's possible bedbug situation.
Like, for sure he probably has them, right? Just knowing this guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, waking up with bites, and his wife's still getting bites.
And he doesn't wash anything.
What do you think about this, Brittany?
So I think he definitely has them. We had them last year, and it was probably the worst situation we have ever had to deal with. My recommendation for him is to definitely, if he does have them, to go with a heat treatment, because we had a company come out probably over 5 times to do a chemical treatment that was much cheaper, and they kept deeming us bug-free, but we weren't. We would keep waking up with bites, and we would actually see them.
Oh, ugh. Oh, I can't take anymore. Brittany, I can't take. I can't. Ugh. Now I'm itching my own self. I can miss. I have them because you're talking about a lunchbox tomorrow. Let us know. You gotta go to Home Depot and get that test.
I got it. It was a test on Shark Tank, and so people were telling me go get it, and it works.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Brittany. Appreciate you. Thank you. There's a couple. Well, I guess I don't even know if it's a couple, but somebody won the lottery in California. Remember this?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
$447 million. They haven't claimed their ticket yet.
No.
Ray mentioned this in the news this morning. There was a Powerball, and they're like, hey, everybody, just a heads up, recheck your tickets, because nobody's claimed it, and usually by now, somebody gets their attorney and has claimed it. Like, you know, like, listen, I'm going to tell you something. If I won $400 million, if I won $1,000, I'll be at the lottery office 30 minutes before it open, waiting.
Hey, guys, just here.
Hey.
Get my ticket.
As they're leaving that night, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm just going to hang out here, and I'd have it taped to my body, and I'd have armed security with me.
Even for your $1,000 ticket?
Yeah. I'd probably spend more than $1,000 to guard that $1,000 ticket.
Smart.
There is this couple. It was their anniversary, and so do you guys see the card, the $55,000 in scratch-off?
That's so awesome.
No. What happened?
A couple who missed out on an anniversary celebration last year due to a medical emergency, will celebrate this year, according to the lottery office. John Fisher Jr. got a card from his wife. Happy anniversary. And so he bought 10 Missouri Lottery Bingo Plus Scratchers. And so, scratch, $55,000.
Dang! And that is so awesome. And that's why you got to really seriously think about not giving lottery tickets as a present.
But that present is to you, too.
Yeah.
If they win, it's yours.
Yeah. If they abide by what's mine is yours, what's yours is mine.
They're a husband and wife. Okay, if it gets bad, go to court.
That's
it's
right.
Still split. Like, it's theirs.
Okay.
But how about that? Lunchbox used to do a thing where he'd give people fake tickets.
Oh, so awesome.
They were joke tickets, mean. And it'd say you won like $100,000, and we'd watch people freak out.
It's so fun.
And then their dreams would be crushed in front of everyone. He would laugh.
The best one I ever did was in college. I just did a report on the lottery, and I gave out to some random kid in college in my class, didn't know him, and he went crazy and took the rest of the day off, and then...
Oh, my goodness.
Did you give out a bunch of tickets, and one of them was the fake one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was going crazy. He's like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to pay off my student loans, and my professor was like 75, and I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Lunchbox?
How much did he win?
$100,000.
And so on the back of the ticket, it says...
Only valid in your dreams. Claim it at your mama's house.
Oh, no. Listen to this story. An Indiana man searches for mother's missing cremated remains. Mm. They mailed it and then lost it. Here.
In late February, Mary's cremated remains were sent from a post office in Grand Forks, North Dakota, to Donald's house in Seymour, Indiana. Tracking information shows she never made it. The status of the package? Dead mail. Mink called the North Valley Crematory.
Man, they're a little intense.
Can we address that?
Two things to address. First of all, did she never made it? Like, is that really a she or is it an it?
Yeah.
Okay, because they're being a little tense. And then dead mail. Come on.
No, that's what the post office labels it as.
But still, you don't think the news story was like...
Yeah. She had emphasis on dead mail.
For sure.
Responsible for mailing Mary Mink. Reluctantly, they told him.
I'm sorry to inform you that your mom's remains have been lost.
Oh. Have you ever heard of something like this where...
Never. This is the first time. And I've been a funeral home owner for 34 years.
That's crazy. And it makes me think of Lunchbox had a friend once. They busted in his window and stole everything. And they also stole
his mother's ashes. The next day was the 2-year anniversary. And they always go spread ashes on that day just a little bit. And so he had him in the car the night before. And then he went to bed, came out the next morning. And someone had broken in and stolen his mom's ashes. Never got him back.
They obviously didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
They were just stealing whatever they could grab.
Right.
But I imagine they were like, oh. And then we got on the air and we're like, hey, no questions asked. Bring us the ashes back. But they never got them back, did they?
Never got them back.
Man, that stinks. This dude here, like, just waiting in the mail.
Maybe they'll come up.
Like, if I'm that post office, I'm probably backtracking. Where'd I leave my keys last? I'm doing one of those. Where would that be? Here's one. Do dads change diapers nowadays? Eddie?
Yeah.
No, what's your answer?
No. Absolutely no. Dads don't do it, I bet.
Is that because you don't do it?
I'd probably change about 5 or 6 diapers total.
This week?
No, total on my 2 kids.
Oh, my goodness.
In your life?
Yeah, definitely less than 10.
Eddie has 2 kids, a 3-year-old and 9-year-old. So probably 4 or 5 ever.
Yeah.
According to research, more than half of dads change diapers.
What?
3 times higher than when we were kids.
Really?
Yeah. So why wouldn't you change diapers?
It is gross. It's disgusting. Dude, it is the worst smell you could possibly smell. And then sometimes it just gets messy and like, I was like, nah, I'm good.
But your wife was okay with that?
Well, sometimes she'd be, on running errands or something. And I would just kind of like wait and act like I didn't smell it.
Oh, my goodness.
And then my wife would get home. She's like, do you smell that? And I'm like, no, what is that? Oh, the diaper. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. She's like, I'll do it. Okay.
Did you ever do it bad on purpose? So you wouldn't have to do it again?
No. Everything I do it to the best that I can.
Oh, stop that.
I just played dumb and acted like I didn't smell it.
Okay, I don't know if this is right because I just Googled it quickly, but it said like the average, baby or infant in diapers all the way until they're potty trained, 4,000 diapers.
So you're looking at 8,000 diapers and you did 5.
I'm less than, 0.001%?
Eddie.
Terrible dad. Who holds their liquor better, men or women?
Men.
Men.
Why do you think that?
They weigh more.
Nice. Go ahead.
Our just ability to drink is a little bit more. Women get emotional too easily.
Oh, boy. Here it is.
What is it?
No, when you leave a bar, who's crying on the side of the road? Women. You don't see guys sitting out there crying.
You see guys fighting, though.
Yeah.
Guys are fist fighting each other.
But there are a lot of crying girls.
Well, there's a lot of slurring guys that can't walk. And like Bobby said, fighting. So it's just different. It didn't say who cries on liquor or it says who can't.
Well, that's just what I see. And I think that's the funniest thing about drinking.
Men hold it better because they have a higher percentage of water in their bodies. Okay. And it helps dilute the alcohol.
Oh, that's
there
cool.
You go.
It is generally a size thing. It doesn't mention crying on sidewalks, though. I just went through the whole article. I hit Control S, search, crying, nothing. Not on there. 18 minutes away from Shania Twain. That don't impress me. Coming up in the studio. We're cool. So, yeah. We're like a cucumber. Cool as a cucumber. First time Shania's ever been in the studio. Ready, man. She has a brand new song, which will world premiere tomorrow, but she'll be here today to talk. This is the hook of the new song. That's all I can play of that till tomorrow. Oh. But Shania's up here in 17 minutes and 57 seconds. 12 minutes till Shania Twain in studio. 12 minutes. All right. Hey, Ray, our producer, knows every area code, he claims. Ray, I'll give you an area code. You tell me what city it is. Ready?
Okay.
310.
310, that almost sounds like a Wyoming. I know Wyoming's in there.
310.
I want to say Wyoming's 307, so it's got to be, it's either that Wyoming or next to it.
It's Los Angeles. You're terrible at this game.
You're so bad.
305.
305 is, it's a Colorado area.
I know it. Mr. 305. It's Miami. Okay, I'm done with this game.
Yeah. Come
on, no, wait, he was close. Worldwide. Colorado, Miami.
I'll give you one more.
All right.
608.
608 is, that's almost East Coast. That's in New Jersey.
It's Madison, Wisconsin. Okay, bye, Ray. Hey, as Morgan, our producer, says, bye, boy.
Bye, boy.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. She says, the confusing thing is we have 2 Morgans in the studio now. Because Morgan, our head producer's in the glass room.
Yeah.
And we have Morgan number 2, who's doing the digital stuff. How the worlds collide is, Morgan number 2 is the one who hit Morgan number 1's car in the garage.
Oh, that's
right. Right?
Yeah.
How about that small?
Oh,
it's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world. Remember that part? Is that awkward, Morgan 1?
No.
Hey, Morgan, too. New girl. You haven't been on the air yet. Hey, did you hit Morgan's car?
I did.
Yeah. What happened?
It was like my first month here, and I didn't really know how to drive in the garage yet. Our garage is really terrible to park in. And
it's tight.
We all have the same garage to park in, yeah. To be fair. Yeah.
And I didn't know whose car it was, and I was really scared, but I found out it was hers when I heard you guys talking about it on air. And
you didn't
I
leave a note?
Her. No, because I wanted to talk to the person in person. No.
She was going to talk to him in person.
No, that's not how it works. You can't hit somebody's car on the side of the road and go, nah, I'm not going to leave a note. I'll catch up with them at Starbucks later.
Well, yeah, because what if they don't work here?
Yeah, what if you don't know?
Yeah, that's true.
You were trying to get away with it, weren't you?
No, I knew they worked here because I've seen the car before. And I just wanted to tell them in person because working with somebody, like if I just left a note, I feel like it'd be awkward and I'd have to see him every day.
But that's what you do when you hit a car and you don't know. You leave a note. Hey. Hit your car. Sorry about that. We'll get it all fixed up. Whatever.
I know I'm a terrible person.
I love the fact that she tried to get away with it.
That's what happened.
Really
and then when she heard us talking about it, she's like, man, I feel guilty. I better own up to it. Or else she could have sent out a company-wide email and said, hey, I hit someone's car in the garage. Please let me know. This is the car I hit. Yep. Whose car is it? Nope. She waited a week.
That's
like,
even
man.
More embarrassing, though.
Boy, I like your. Cause, hey, I've hit a car and driven away. I've done it.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
we've all done it.
No, we haven't. No, we haven't.
We have not.
No.
Okay. Well,
the whole room's confusing, by the way, because Morgan, our head producer, is in the glass room, and filling in the next couple weeks is another Morgan, Morgan 2. And so we gave Morgan 1 a nickname. She hates it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what it is. Because you have nicknames. Everybody has nicknames
around
here.
You have to, so you know who's who.
I can put it on Twitter.
Yeah, let everyone know on Twitter.
No, don't do that.
Why not?
Morgan's last name is, we've said it before, Massengill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
She doesn't, so we called her, she doesn't like her.
Like the what?
Nothing.
You got it.
Nothing. You got Morgan? 1?
Thanks, Morgan, too. I'm sorry.
Okay, Shania's in just a minute. Amy went to the car dealership yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, I had a nail in my tire. I thought it was going to be sort of like an easy trip. Nail in the tire, then air condition is leaking. So I had this wet stuff all over my floorboard, and I kind of thought I had a leak from when it was raining. But evidently, you know when your car is running and you drive away and there's wet stuff on the bottom from your air conditioning? Well, instead of it going out into the ground, it was just like seeping right into, you know, my car and carpet. And like it's hot and like there's like smell. I'm like, ugh. So now I have to deal with that. But then I didn't really feel so bad because the woman in front of me, she had mice in the hood of her car eating wires. And I was like, okay, maybe my stuff's not so bad, you know?
Dang.
Mice.
That's a bad day.
Yeah, for her.
That sounds like something Lunchbox would have.
I do have spiders in my trunk a lot. I find them living in there, paying no rent.
You just have creatures, bed bugs, spiders,
raccoons,
dogs, paws. I mean, you have animals all over.
I'm an animal-friendly house. What can I say?
You're like the new Steve Irwin, just dirty. Shania Twain in 7 minutes. How many minutes?
Seven minutes.
Oh, boy. Guys. No, play it cool. Play it cool.
Oh, that's okay. All good.
Play it cool. Play it cool.
Bobby Bonchon.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
We can now add Darius Rucker to the list of country stars with their own whiskey. Backstage Whiskey is now out, and this is only the beginning of Darius's spirit business. I think he wants to put out a bourbon called Forbidden. It's in the works.
Everybody in the works. Alcohol.
I know.
Man.
Everyone.
Like, we need to get on this.
But okay, when you guys say stuff like, we need to get on this, or we need to... Why don't you ever do anything?
They always want you to back them up.
I said
no, it's always... I'm like, you got a mouth in your pocket? Because
I'm down.
They need your financial
backing.
Yeah,
we need your help.
They need anything.
Investors.
The idea.
They just always talk about, we need to get it. Okay, just go get in on it.
Yeah, Amy, come up with your wine.
I do things, okay.
And Lunchbox, he's always like, I got an invention.
Okay.
It's a snow cone stand with a diaper changing station. We need to get in on this. No, we don't.
Okay, I'll do wine. What do y'all want to do?
Nothing.
I'll be in on your wine.
You will? Okay.
There we go.
We'll do like a healthy wine.
Oh, boy, I'm out.
Hey, let's do like a non-alcoholic healthy wine. What else, Amy?
Justin Bieber was pelted with a water bottle after refusing to sing Despacito at a festival.
Because he didn't know the lyrics.
I know he doesn't, but he instead of just going blah, 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 he just refuses to sing it at
all. That's what I would do. It's not his song.
Fans aren't liking it, though.
Okay, but that's not his song. He did a guest on it. He doesn't have to do a song. I know. Despacito. Then when he goes blah, blah, blah. That's what I remember from the song. It's not his song.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't want to sing even his songs.
When fans shouldn't react that way. You don't need to throw water bottles at people you're watching play.
Never.
Like, it's just not. Have you ever had anybody throw anything on stage like that?
Just panties.
Oh, yeah.
Got him.
That's okay. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Whitey tighties.
Tidy whiteys.
Whatever. No, whitey tighties.
Whatever. We lost that poll yesterday.
I know, but we're right.
I know. I think so, too.
I really feel like
America really lost it.
Y'all, America was confused yesterday.
I know. It was just a weird day yesterday
like
for America.
Opposite day.
Yeah. Like, there's a whole congressional hearing, so people are on the side.
I heard, yeah.
Shania Twain's in the building. She's walking down the hall right now. She's gonna be here for a while. We're gonna play some songs. Ray's counting me down to Shania right now. No, like, no lie.
Compassion, kindness, joy, and hope. These are the stories that we celebrate on the Love What Matters podcast. Hey, it's Amy from The Bobby Bones Show, and we are changing lives through kindness and spreading joy as we go. We're trying to bring humanity back into the news. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you maybe will think deeply. Beautiful souls are really everywhere. You just got to look around and find them, and we find them for you at the Love What Matters podcast. So definitely check it out. It's just real people telling real stories. To listen, search for Love What Matters on iHeartRadio now. This is
the Bobby Bones Show. All right, Shania Twain's here in the studio. Hey, Shania.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, clap your hands.
Yeah.
Everybody's so nervous.
Woo-hoo.
Why everybody so nervous?
Shania Twain.
Do you get that a lot? Everybody's like, it's Shania.
I get nervous. What are you talking about? I know the feeling.
Man, it's really nice to meet you.
Thank you.
We were sitting beside each other at the hockey game the other night, because you'd come right into town Preds night when the Preds are playing.
Yep.
So are you a huge hockey fan since you're Canadian? Because my girlfriend's Canadian, and that's our sport.
It's in my blood. Yeah, I grew up with it. I can be a rowdy fan. And there's nothing worse than, like, you know, standing up and making a fool of yourself, screaming at the ref for a bad call and being the only one that's doing it. So you kind of get, you want to make sure you know what you're talking about a little bit when you're a Canadian hockey fan. Because we can get pretty rowdy out there, you know, the fans.
I have no idea. I just watch the people that wear the same color I'm wearing, and when they cheer, I cheer. That's how I know when it's time to cheer.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's a good plan.
What is your, Amy, what's your song? When you think of Shania, what's your song?
Whose bed have your boots been under? And that's the first thing that just came to my head, so yeah.
I wrote that in a little bush cabin in Canada by my wood stove.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like just Abraham Lincoln.
Just you?
You wrote that song by yourself?
Well, I wrote it, and then I wrote that before I met Mutt. And then when we met, that was one of the songs I pulled out of my hat.
Uh-huh.
And then we finished it together. I don't really even remember what we did collaboratively on that, but... everything in the hat at that point, you know, once we were collaborating as songwriters. So.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Back in the studio with Shania Twain. What is your quintessential Nashville story? Because you hear, you know, there are 100 stories about you now. Like, you just pack up and move to town?
I did. I literally drove here from Timmins, put everything in the back of my Jimmy. That was my vehicle at the time, and... loaded that up with everything I could possibly put in there. Laundry basket. I mean, everything. I mean, I had no money. And I just drove the 3 days to Nashville. And like I got a little bit of cash from the label. I put first and last month's rent on an apartment in Brentwood. And here I was.
Were you famous in Canada already before you came down?
No.
Like, did you have a bunch of Canadian money? Like, loonies?
Whatever? No, she had no money.
No, I had no money. I had no record. No, my record, I was signed to Nashville, not Canada. I didn't have a record deal in Canada. I'd never released a record in Canada. I was still a stage singer, a club singer, singer-songwriter. So I went straight from that to Nashville.
And how long until you hit? You moved here, and then how long until you had your first big hit? Because people think people just move and go, snap, there's a hit.
I did very fast. It was like a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did it sweep you up? Like, whoa, 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 before you kind of realized what was going on and you were a star?
I was so ready for it because, first of all, I was already, by the time I was really what you would consider famous, I was 30. I wasn't young. I mean, I spent my whole youth preparing for that. So it's not like all of a sudden I was, 22 and famous. I was 30. I don't know. I mean, I didn't have any recording experience. I didn't have any fame experience, but I'd spent my whole childhood and all of that, all of my 20s working toward it. Singing in bars and any type of show that I could get into, festivals, writing. I mean, I really, wrote all the time, by myself. I was just a solo writer. So by the time I made it, I was so ready. I mean, by the time I met Mudd and made that first record with him, I had a whole stash of songs. And it went very fast, that record,
I think my song is Honey, I'm Home. Like, when I think, it just, like, I just love the pace. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a rockin', it's a rockin' country song, right?
You guys want to rock? All right, Shania Twain is here. Oh, so tip, don't leave your water bottle in here because someone will grab it and sell it. When you're really famous like you, do you have to worry about things like that? Like, do you have someone that's always watching you, like, don't leave forks or tip the proper amount? Do you worry about that kind of stuff?
I do not overthink fame. It's just, life's too short.
Like if a valet takes your car, are you like, oh, for sure, they just told somebody that they valeted Shania and I only tipped them $20?
No. I mean, I just don't think about those things, I forget who I am most of the time. That's what I really prefer to do. I just go about life, and until somebody reminds me of who I am, I forget who I am, and I like it.
Well, you're okay. Shania Twain. If we haven't told you
thanks
lately.
Thanks for reminding me, yeah.
Holy cow.
FYI.
So, you have this entire class of female artists, these here, and, the last 5, 6, 7 years, you're like what they grew up listening to. I mean, you're what they admire. And I was with you and you brought up Kelsey Ballerini, who we're very close to, and you guys sang together. We were in California together.
That was so fun.
And for her, that's like a life-changing thing. But even for me, you're what I listen to on the radio.
it's like a flashback for me, years ago in concert, I had so many little kids at the shows. And I just never even imagined or projected myself into the future thinking that one day they're going to be the, kids in their 20s. At my shows, sometimes they're still there with their parents. You see the two generations together, and sometimes it's just the group of college kids coming together to party, and they'll say, "Oh my, you were my first concert." And I'm thinking, "Wow, okay, you're a young adult. Okay, how is that possible?" No, it's true. It's this whole generation of college kids that went to my shows when they were little, or listened to my song from the car seat in the back,
Yeah. I want to ask you about people crying, because I bet people, when they meet you, they cry all the time. How do you get used to people crying when they meet you? Because you're royalty. Inside of our format, you're royalty.
Well, my mother used to always cry whenever I would sing. Every time.
Like, good, good,
at the
good,
kitchen table.
Good cry?
A good cry.
Okay, all right.
Like, Mom, so I would sit at the kitchen table, I'd play her a new song that I wrote. I'm like 10 or something, She'd cry. And then, I'm on stage, I sing a song, she cries. We're at a house party somewhere, sing a song, she cries. Anyway, she would always cry. She was always very emotional about, I don't know what it was, whether, do all mothers do that? Like, cry all the time when their child performs? I don't know. But my mother always did. And so I'm used to it. And I appreciate it. I learned to appreciate it. At the time as a kid, I'm like, oh, Mom, come on. You've heard me sing a million times, But I've really learned to appreciate the connection with people and the emotions that it stirs up in people.
I want to know about this new music. So, I mean, you have a whole record that's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So how many songs are we putting on this thing?
16.
Wow.
I recorded 21. It was very hard to bring it down. And sometimes I regret bringing it down to 16. But You know, I'm ready to get back into the studio and make another album. So now I've got a head start.
You're ready to make another album?
I am. I've got so many songs in there, in my head, you know, in my heart. But yeah, there's 16 on this one. And I'm excited for everybody to hear it.
I'm going to play a little clip of your new song, which will world premiere tomorrow. Here it is. We're going to world premiere that whole song tomorrow. Well, congratulations. It's really cool to see you. We're all big fans. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really cool to have people in that we're like super human fans of. So, yeah. And everybody was so nervous.
I feel like we've been playing it cool, though. We've kept it cool.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, we can all scream now. Okay, we finally got our girlies picked up. Yes. Shania Twain, thank you so much. Congratulations on the song. And I can't wait to hear the whole record. And it's awesome to meet you.
It's great to meet you, too. Yeah, no, this is really, really cool. I've enjoyed the visit.
Tomorrow, we'll do it again. What do you guys do tomorrow? Oh, yeah. We'll do more tomorrow with Shania, day two tomorrow. All right, thank you very much. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, tomorrow, Shania Twain back in the studio.
Back.
So it'll be, and we world premiere her new song. Secondly, when I played one of the songs earlier, I played the international version.
Yeah, I heard it.
And I know Amy told me during the song, but I didn't want to stop it.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
It's just how it's live radio, you know? Can't.
Live radio.
But I was like, what's that extra beat happening right now?
Yeah. Anyway, tomorrow, more Shania. It's awesome to meet her and have her. And there's some pictures up on my Instagram. Mr. Bobby Bones.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Shania was wearing Yeezys. And we got up to take a picture together. And I looked down. I was like, I have the same Yeezys. And she's like, yeah, I'm a cool mom. Shania Twain's wearing Yeezys.
Respect.
Yeah, the exact
same. Awesome.
Everybody's been hating on me for wearing Yeezys. Shania Twain was wearing Yeezys.
Oh, people have been hating on you?
People hate on me for everything. Oh. I just try to come into this world and leave it a better place. And you know what people always say to me?
What?
You suck.
Oh.
I know. Yeah, it's like, okay. Listen, weird. I'm going to be honest for a second.
Okay,
sometimes I don't even understand the hate.
Yeah.
I don't. Like, I get that I have opinions, but I wouldn't be able to do this if I didn't have opinions. If I came in and just made everybody happy all the time, that's what that sound would be.
Yeah.
That's the whole show.
Yeah, you're not a people pleaser.
But I'm not someone who goes out to make people angry. But there's so much, like, vitriol. People are like, bleh. Anyway, Shania had on Yeezys. So get off me. Me and Shania. Mm-hmm.
They look good on her,
y'all
too.
Y'all are basically like twins.
Yep. She'll be back in tomorrow. It was the taco day yesterday at Taco Bell?
Yeah, it was a steal a taco because in the NBA Finals, the road team won one of the games on the road, so you get a free Doritos Locos taco at Taco Bell.
It's not commercial, by the way, because Lunchbox is actually literally changing disguises and stealing tacos. So it's called stealing a game if you win on the road.
Oh.
So their thing was steal a taco if an away team wins. So here's Lunchbox hidden mic'd going into Taco Bell, stealing a taco.
Attempt number one, I'm wearing a tie-dye t-shirt, blue jeans, and tennis shoes.
Hello. Can I get one of the Doritos Locos Tacos, the steel one? Yes. Thank you.
The steel one?
Yep.
No problem. One. Now, it changes it into something different, like a different disguise. So they think it's just another human walking in.
Attempt number two, I'm wearing dress shoes, blue jeans, a turquoise blue button-up short sleeve shirt, and a Pimpin' Joy red hat tilted to the side.
I read on the Twitter that you guys were giving away a free taco today. Can I get one of those tacos? Thank you.
All right, you got two free tacos. Disguise number three.
Attempt number three, I'm wearing my orange and white soccer jersey, black soccer shorts, and my neon green cleats.
Yeah, I scored one goal in my soccer game, so I want one Doritos Locos taco, please. The nacho cheese one, please. Yeah, please. Goal! Thank you.
So far you've done three free tacos, and they haven't recognized you. It's crushing it,
crushing
right?
Crushing it.
All right, here he goes in. Is this the money clip right here?
This is the money clip.
Here it is, the money clip.
Attempt number four, I have dress shoes, black slacks, a blue button-up shirt, and a brown sports coat.
Oh, boy.
Back now.
Yes, ma'am. Businessman making business deals trying to get that money. Just sold a $1 million house. I want to celebrate.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And?
Okay.
With a free Doritos Locos Taco, please.
We already gave you one, sweetie.
No. It's just one free one.
I know. We just gave you one.
I'm a businessman making business deals.
Yeah, I know you did, but we just gave you a taco.
So you're making my taco or no?
Sir, I'm going to be, sir. I'm going to be a fix.
Man, I can't believe I don't get a taco. All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, man, no cops or anything? Hey. I always like when the cops come in those.
Man, she was so nice.
Yeah?
So nice, but she was just like, nope, I'm not going to get mad. Just,
oh, man.
No taco for you. And she walked away from the counter and went back to work.
I like drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like
fights.
Yeah, the fire department hoses you down or something. Okay, well, you got four tacos.
No, I got three tacos.
Got three
four
tacos.
I mean, come on.
What'd you eat? How many of them did you eat?
Zero.
Wait, what'd you do with them?
I gave them away.
No, what'd you really do with them?
I gave them away.
What'd you really do with them?
I gave them away.
Did you throw them away?
You really gave them away because sometimes you don't give them away.
NLR, what'd you do with them?
Dude, all right, look, I was driving.
NLR, what'd you do with them?
I gave them away.
Two?
A homeless guy on the side of the road on crutches. I had to get out of the truck and run across the street and give them to him in the middle of traffic.
All right.
You have a truck?
Yeah.
Why are you talking in that weird tone?
Like, why are you in a truck?
Whose truck are you in?
I got a loaner from Newton Nissan.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Larry? Or
No.
Vernon.
Vernon loaned you a truck? What kind of truck are you driving?
A Frontier.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah. I'm tearing up the road in a truck. I feel pretty big and cool
right
now. You think
Vernon's keeping it light?
Oh, he's keeping it light.
Does he have a light for you?
Yeah, he's keeping it light.
All right, Ray, update me on what's happening with the shooting. So apparently there was a baseball game, like a congressional baseball practice, right?
Yeah, practice. Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Okay, so in Washington, D.C., five people were shot. It was at a baseball practice. The shooter hid behind the dugout as he was shooting them. And then also cops were shot. And right now it's just injuries. And the gunman was arrested, which is good news.
I thought they shot and killed the gunman.
No, he was arrested. He fired 50 rounds.
You should just pop him and get rid of him.
Well, I mean, but if he's arrested, who knows? I mean, is he acting alone? Like, maybe they can get more out of him.
I'm just telling you, my instinct would be like, time to go bye-bye.
I know
that's not the right thing.
I know. I'm not saying you're wrong for feeling that.
Like, okay, time to go bye-bye. Yeah. Hmm. Okay, keep us updated.
Yeah.
I also didn't know there was a congressional baseball team. Do they get to practice on the Washington Nationals field?
No, I don't think so. I think they go to a local park.
Let's go over to Heather in Colorado Springs. Heather, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to first tell you guys I absolutely love you guys, and you make the end of my work shift amazing every single day, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
And no, I heard y'all talking in regards to the lottery and scratch offs and winning and all that stuff.
Yeah, this guy won. She bought a wedding anniversary card for her husband with some scratch offs in it, and they scratched them and they won $55,000.
Bam!
Oh my God, that would definitely be a good wedding gift. That's for sure. Anniversary.
Do you scratch off?
No, I actually had my dad had given me an $8 scratcher. I had no money, but this $8 scratcher to my name. And I decided, forget it, I'm just going to go and play the Powerball, and just did quick pick with Power Play, and I ended up winning $20,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Okay, Lunchbox just leaned back in his chair.
That is so incredibly awesome, and I'm so incredibly jealous, and I so incredibly hate you for that.
Oh, no, but the worst part is I was one number away from $33 million.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
so I was excited.
I don't. You can't be disappointed in that, though.
No way.
You just made $20,000.
It's true. Off of $8, the best investment of my life.
See, investment.
Oh, stop it! Don't feel the fire, Heather. I'm really glad you won, though. Do you still have any of that money?
No, I ended up paying off all my debt, and I took my kids to Disneyland.
That's what I'm talking about. That's it. Hey, Heather, appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Man, you guys can call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. A couple things happened.
What?
Did you watch my Facebook Live last night?
I did.
Wow. You never watch anything I do. I'm surprised by that. I thought you would say no, and I would
love it. You are taken aback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I recoiled a bit on that one.
I got you.
Well, I was talking about how sometimes I'll finish a segment and have segment remorse.
Yeah.
I'll finish it.
Some of them just don't go the way you thought.
Well, yesterday I had to make a call. because I felt bad about something I said. I'll tell you what it was in a minute.
Oh, man, I don't know this.
And I never actually, because I just feel like I say what's on my heart, and sometimes it comes out wrong, sometimes it comes out right. And if it comes out wrong, I'm like, ooh, I should just go back and say that wasn't right. And I'll apologize if things aren't good. I had to make a call yesterday.
Wow.
I know.
I wonder what it is.
I know. I'll tell you coming up in a bit. Yeah. So that whole thing. You know what it was, right? You watched it.
Well.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
You didn't watch it.
Yes, it's on our Facebook. 100%.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I did wear my fanny pack to boxing yesterday, and my trainer was like, I got to get one of those.
No. No, he did not.
They're cool.
Yeah. Jared was like, I got to get one of those. Yeah.
So what'd you put in there, like your wristbands?
What did I not put in there?
Did you put lollipops in there for kids?
Your manhood?
If you can imagine it, it was in there.
Okay.
On my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, I'm wearing a fanny pack. Except I break the rules a little bit. I don't wear it on my fanny. I wear it on my front. Or my side.
Side hip.
Oh, that's why it's called a fanny pack.
Right in the fanny of your butt?
Yeah. Okay, got it. I never put that
together. I'm not even sure that's right, but I always thought my grandma would say, I'll spank your fanny.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good tying that together. But yeah, I've never worn it on the back.
Yeah, rule breakers.
Yeah.
But I wore it, and I'm telling you, I was like, dang, my keys weren't stabbing my pee-pee. But it always happens when you wear jeans.
Yep.
Because you get your house key jabbing into your Jenga.
Yeah. And your wallet's not like hurting your bottom.
Like I never felt better. My body's in tip top shape.
Dang.
So I was boxing yesterday. I'll tell you what.
You took it off walking from boxing.
Yeah, please.
Right?
I took it off. Okay. I put it in the locker. But I had to put it just in the locker. Didn't have to take it all separately.
You just unsnap it?
Yep. All I did, I unclipped it, put it in the locker, shut the locker. And then start boxing. Left, right, jab. So I went yesterday. I got a lot on my mind, right? It's a heavy time for me right now. So I went in, and I guess that's you can kind of read it on my face, or maybe I was working out, and my trainer actually stopped after the session and prayed for me.
He did?
He did. It was
that's
very
cool.
Kind. And he was like, you got a lot on your mind. I don't even know what it is. And we said a prayer right there in the middle, right beside the ring.
And?
I mean, what do you mean and?
Well, That always
awesome.
Makes me feel better, yeah.
Yeah, did it make you feel better?
Did it help?
I mean, it felt better, but I thought you meant like something was going to happen.
No.
Like, and?
No. I just meant like, how did you feel after that?
I felt like, great. I felt like it was super kind to him to do that too.
Well, and then do you recognize, I mean, you said, I guess it's, I got a lot going on and I guess it's on my face. Like, he noticed that. I mean, we work with you every day and like,
in this place, I'm a machine.
Okay.
Left, right.
That's true. Yep, tell me something good.
So we don't really see.
Okay. I mean, I have 1,000 things to do when I walk in this room.
I know.
I don't even get to pee.
Me too.
Amy's over there texting for about half the show. Like, I don't even get to go pee because I don't have time. During every song, every commercial, I got something else I'm doing, recording. So, yeah, but it's not even that. It's like other stuff.
I don't know how you do that.
And he was like, hey. Anyway, I thought it was very kind of him.
Well, is there a way we can be here for you?
Yeah, come to the house and we hang out. But I was in the mirror, though, because when you box in the ring, I'm in the ring. I'm boxing, right?
Yeah.
Left, right, jab. And so I feel pretty good. I felt pretty strong. And then I'd start looking in the mirror. God, it's terrible.
What you see?
The most unathletic dorky.
Yeah, but that's your body dysmorphia.
No,
yes,
Amy.
You
can only dysmorph so much. No. Like, I did not look like a boxer. I felt like Rocky. I was in there. Oh, left. All right. And he was yelling at me. He's like, harder. And I was like, man, I'm giving it all I got. Now, then we did it in front of the mirror, and I was like, I should stop. This is not good. People are watching right now going, look at that guy over there.
Oh, man.
I bet you look legit. You don't see yourself the way other people see you.
I used to be an athlete. Now I'm a guy that used to be an athlete who talks about how I used to be an athlete.
Uncle Rico?
No, because I'm not like proud of it.
Stats?
Yeah, I'm not Lunchbox.
I mean, I'm still winning championships in co-ed rec soccer, so I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about my life.
Yeah, yesterday, Lunchbox gave me a hard time with my fanny pack.
Look.
You'll come around.
Look, I'm going to be, you posted the picture and I was speechless. I was like, I thought he was joking. Ha ha ha, funny Bobby about a fanny pack. You really got it.
Funny Bobby.
And I'm worried that your girlfriend is going to leave you because when you're out in public with that thing on, and she's walking next to you, people are judging her as well as judging you. You realize that, right?
Nah, she'll probably leave me before that.
She'll probably get a fanny pack.
Or that. I have a fancy one coming in. My fancy fanny.
The leather one.
Wow.
I missed a call yesterday because they came to the house.
Ding dong.
And I know. I let the dog out and I missed the UPS guy.
You had a sign for this fanny pack?
Amy. Whoa. It's Fancy Fanny.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
It's going to be like when I go to like...
It's like Gucci.
Prom. Or
Gucci.
Yeah.
Prom.
Yeah. Or bar mitzvahs. Yeah.
Okay. No, you're don't older be doing than all of that.
Or, yeah. Or formals. Like I'm going to find reasons to go places.
Oh.
Like when I go to the Oscars.
You cannot show up at quinceañeras with your fanny pack.
Yes, I can. So I got that. Yesterday, I had to make a phone call. I had to make a, hey, I'm sorry, are we cool phone
yes.
call? Do you know what it's about, Amy?
Yes.
What?
You calling Jordan a loser.
Yeah, I called Jordan Davis a loser yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So this is his song. I really like the song. I want to play you the clip, though. And you, because I really, here's the thing, and I mentioned it on the Facebook Live from my house last night. I said, if an artist ever comes in and we're giving them a really hard time, it means we really like them.
Right.
Because what do we do to each other all day? We just poke around.
Yeah.
And so he came in, and I really like that guy. And so I was making fun of his Twitter following. And here's the clip. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Why are you not verified?
Oh.
I thought I was.
No, I don't think so. Let me look. Because I
you're following the wrong bearded Jordan
Davis.
Oh, no. Dude, you know what? You maybe know why it is. Is I think because I tried to get verified one time and they denied me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah.
Jordan C.W. Davis on Twitter.
Oh, on Twitter? No, I'm not.
Yeah, dude. You only have 1,000 followers, loser.
Bobby!
Dude.
But I'm about to give you more.
Yeah.
I'm about to give you more. So anyway, I called him. I didn't know his number, so I got on my Insta story, and I did an Insta story and tagged his name. I was like, Jordan, DM me your cell phone number. And so I did, and I called him. I was like, hey, dude. Like, I was totally kidding. I know you don't know me.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you know I was playing. And he acted like it was cool, but I don't know if he would act like it wasn't cool.
But the good news is he's on the way up. He has over 2,000 Twitter followers.
Wow.
Now.
He gained 1,000 followers from the show yesterday.
Wow. Wow. If he ever singles
you up a piece of- but now he's just kind of a loser.
But that's true. It is someone that you felt comfortable with.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Just like,
I felt like it was going great.
Yeah.
So
you don't just do that.
What?
You don't just like poke at people that you don't like.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I poke at people I like.
Exactly.
People I don't like, I don't bring in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to tell them that we like them first.
And then call them a loser.
And then call them a big loser.
That's how we do it with each other. So, yeah. Yeah.
Are we going to talk about that?
What?
How you talked about how if we all, how we fight and it makes us, like, that's what makes us normal. Like, we care. You can tell we genuinely like each other because we fight.
The same thing. Like, I like him. It was like pokey pokey. We genuinely like each other because we fight and then we get over it, like a family does.
Yeah.
Like nobody here is go. I mean, I don't know. We've all been together way too long, and so if you spend enough time around enough that one person, you're going to just disagree with them, have a fight. Doesn't matter who the human is in your life. If you spend enough time with that human person, you're going to have a fight if it's close time.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend so much time together, and we have for years, double digit years. That we have huge fights sometimes. And the fact that we can have 7, 8, or Amy and I, 31 fights this week.
In one day.
Oh, I beat you to it. Yeah, yeah. So
that's the joke he made.
And get over
that's
it.
That's a joke.
It just shows that you care for each other. Because you can easily have a fight and go, you know what, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going to shut down. Bob, shut down.
Hearing? How long does it take you to get over it?
Amy and I?
Yeah.
Once you finish, all the water comes out of her face and stuff.
Oh. Then once all the tears dry up?
Yeah. No, that's the truth.
What? Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
She's like, yeah.
Sometimes if I have to cry, sometimes it doesn't even make me cry because I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm like, whatever.
So,
yeah.
That's why. Yeah, I talk pretty. It's
that
good.
Was open. Like, to hear you say that it. That you go through those fights and stuff like that happens, but that's how you know that person means something to you. To hear Bobby say that, it was cool, y'all, because it means that he cares about us.
Of course, I care about you guys.
I know, but it's weird to think that you like open up like that. You don't open up like that a lot. I mean, think
I do on the air and on Facebook Live. I just not in person. But I appreciate. I
how
tell
does
you
your
guys,
girlfriend get, like if it's not
anything.
On air or Facebook Live? Like, how do you?
I do my own radio show just for her. I put a microphone on the table, like, all right, here we are, we're back. And so,
I really like you.
It's like her own little special boyfriend podcast.
Yeah. I sit in the other room, record it, and then have her listen to the uploaded SoundCloud. But listen,
I get it.
I do appreciate you guys, and I tell you, Wednesday wisdom time. Ready?
Yes.
Wednesday wisdom.
Silent appreciation is not worth the crap.
Huh? That's true.
Wait, yeah, it's true. You don't, yeah.
If you're not.
So I get to, like, Eddie last week. I sent Eddie a note.
That was awesome.
And I was like, hey, dude, I've been noticing, like, the video work. It's really been good. Like, keep rocking. And that was it.
Yeah. Then he says, bye.
Nothing. too much intimacy.
Gotta go.
Wednesday wisdom.
So, silent appreciation, not worth the crap. I sent Lunchbox a note last week or 2 weeks ago.
And maybe a couple months ago.
It was a couple months ago.
It may have been during Lent.
Well, whenever it was. And I was like, dude, you've been killing it. And on the air, I said it too. I was like, you've been doing great, like the bits and stuff on the air.
Yeah.
And so, yes. Anyway.
I haven't gotten a note.
Amy, did you watch the Facebook Live last night?
Oh, my God.
I talked about you for 10 minutes.
I did.
Do you ever hear the show where I talk about that you're the best I've ever worked with?
You also said someone was like, you always let Amy be right. And you're like, Amy's never right.
No, I didn't say never. I said most times she's not right.
No, I think you said never.
Amy, last week he said you are the best woman in the history of radio.
That's
I don't know
big.
What other compliment you need.
Oh, I don't. She I'm not
more.
Looking for comp. No,
more,
no, no, no.
Always more.
It's,
always more.
No. The private. No, the private notes.
You get private notes.
Those are. Yeah.
Read the last private note he sent.
All the private notes I've gotten. I think I honestly remember where I was and what I was doing, and what I was wearing.
I also, that's how important they are.
I don't believe in telling people all the time. It's like a presentation trophy.
I agree.
It's like I told you every day. Hey, it's not worth anything.
Right. The way, when you brought that up about Eddie, his face lit up, and it's like, yes, that's the way to do it.
Like an angel, it's like an angel kiss, right?
Yeah. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Had Shania Twain in earlier. If you want to hear that interview after the show's over, go to iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. It's awesome. It's awesome. First time we ever met her, we geeked out a bit. She'll be in tomorrow, annual world premiere song tomorrow, too. I just wonder, because everybody keeps posting all these Shania gifts and pictures from today, and like, I just wonder what it's like to be physically just the top 0001%. Like, I
physically, like, looking,
yeah,
like, so yeah, so you're thinking because she's so beautiful,
and not even just her, but this 1% of people, even less than 1%, that are just so good looking, they get everything.
Yeah.
And it actually makes you feel, and I'm just excluding Shania from this too. She's proven herself as an artist 10 times. She's one of our biggest ever. But I'm just saying, first time I met Sam Hunt, I was like, this guy's way too good looking to be good.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, what is this? He's too good looking.
There's no way.
Because here's the rub, is if you're so good looking growing up, everybody gives you everything so you don't have to work hard at anything. So by the time you get older, you don't have any huge skill set. It's like growing up rich. A lot of times rich kids get lost when they're older because they never had to find what they wanted to be younger because they had everything given to them.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I wish I was that. I want to be that good looking just for a day, just to walk by. Because I've seen people walk by, mostly females, the occasional male, where I'm just like, whoa, that's a really good looking person.
Yeah.
Like, and you turn your head because it's like physically it's an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's like being super famous. Like being super good looking is probably like being super famous. Like if Danny DeVito walks by, you're like, that's Danny DeVito. I bet it's the same thing.
Well, for some of them, it's both. They're super good looking and they're super famous.
Not Danny DeVito, though. That's why I used him. So,
yeah, what about like Tom Brady? Like, he's super good looking and super successful, but he has to work hard. Like, you're not just a phenomenal quarterback, are you?
No. And he was, you know, fair in college. And he also got way better looking way later, too. Yeah.
He did?
He was good looking in college, but he wasn't Tom Brady.
Oh.
And also, being Tom Brady helps to be Tom Brady.
True. Oh, like his success
makes
him
still really
look
good looking.
Yeah.
Probably the best looking player in the NFL at this point. Guys are lucky, though. Some guys age into just wonderful beauty.
Yeah.
I think you nailed the hammer or nail on the head when you said people don't take us seriously. Like when, said Sam Hunt. Like, for example, everybody just thinks you're a good looking person and they don't give you any credit for your brains upstairs.
You talking about you?
Yeah.
He's categorized us, him and Sam.
Oh, you and Sam us.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that. All right, break it down for me, Amy. Scientifically, why do people spend so much money in Target?
Well, because Target doesn't play music. And when you don't have a soundtrack, you linger in a store longer. Some stores, they play some heavy stuff that makes you go in and out. Like, you're like, I get what I need. I can't handle this. I go. Like, soothing music may make you shop a little bit more. Well, no music makes you linger even longer.
That's why.
Yeah. And I've noticed, I was like, that's a really good point. Of all the Targets I've been in all the land, there's no music playing
in
when you're
all
shopping.
All the land, like Amy's in Game of Thrones. And all the kingdoms.
And you know everybody goes to Target for one thing and they leave with five? Because you linger.
I don't go to Target.
Well, you should.
I go to the gas station. Like, that's where I do most of my dirty work.
Yeah.
I need something, I go to the gas station. I go to the goods gas stations. I need to make a sandwich, I go to the gas station. Get some. It's just, you have to park, go in the grocery store.
It's more steps.
Sometimes, I don't get me started on steps. That's a whole other thing not to talk about. That stupid Fitbit.
What? Why?
You know how many steps I walked yesterday?
Oh, see, now you do want to talk about
it. No, I don't. No, because here's what happens. I get in these conversations and people are like, how many steps did you walk? And I'm like, anti-stepper. I walk backward all day and try to go negative on my phone.
Oh.
Just to tick people off. So negative 70. That's how many steps
still
I walk.
Steps.
Nope, I do it backward.
Okay, got it.
Yep, I crawl.
I thought you were going to really tell us how many steps you walk.
I don't even know how to find it, Amy.
What about the health app, the heart.
The little heart.
The white with the red heart.
Okay. Health.
Yeah.
Steps. Yeah. So far today, 170.
Well, yeah, because we sit a lot for work. It's always a late start to the day for my steps.
Okay. My daily average is 2,000 for the year.
So your goal should be 10,000.
Yeah, just did a face?
Yes.
No, I don't have a goal on steps. I have a goal on my heart and what I want my heart to do.
Okay.
And then I have a goal of I want to go work out for an hour and I put my phone in the locker.
Yeah.
That's good. Judging.
I know you take care of yourself. It's all good.
Do you?
Yeah.
Here's a barking bird. Anybody care to hear this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a parrot. Taught stuff how to bark because of the dog. That's a parrot.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's a parrot. Isn't that that's amazing.
Wow, that's impressive.
There's a 16-year-old who does awesome on America's Got Talent, and he got the golden buzzer. I didn't know this was a thing. Here. Maybe TV makes it sound kind of pitchy, like recording it from TV. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know.
What is that? So awesome buzzer that's like rare?
The golden buzzer.
Oh, means you're right through.
Do you watch the show?
No. Everyone, like, if it's on.
I get all these clips. How about, do you see the guy that died in America's Talent's coming up?
Excuse me?
He's still going to run his episode, but he died in a car crash?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Yeah. It's so sad.
It is. Brandon Rogers is set to appear in an upcoming episode of America's Got Talent. He died in a car accident over the weekend.
Yeah, he's only 29 years old.
And his family's like, don't not run it.
Wow.
Like, we'd like for you to run it. This is him on his Instagram singing on Bended Knee. Oh God, give me. That's Boyz II Men. Here it is. You gotta believe in the spirit of love. That guy's good. It'll heal all things. It won't hurt anymore. No, I don't believe my love's terminal. I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, come home. Wow. Look up the story. Is that what you're Googling?
Yes.
What happened?
He's a doctor.
Wow.
And he was in a car wreck, and the America's Got Talent, they discovered him because of that video on YouTube. Boyz II Men even offered him a chance to perform on stage this past January. Wow.
What happened with the car crash, does it say?
It doesn't say. It just says he was in a car wreck and passed away from the car wreck.
And I saw that, and then I saw the family was like, don't not run it. Like,
I don't think the show's officially decided, but yeah, if they got the support from the family, then.
Wow. That's sad. All right, I appreciate you guys being here. Come on, Bobby Bones Show. So what'd you decide? You talked to your husband yesterday?
About my tattoo?
The tattoo. So here's what happened yesterday. Amy was giving me a hard time because, and I don't think rightfully so, because I said, is there anything that I can do for you to help your kids get adjusted? Like when they get here.
I feel like they should meet you.
And Amy's like, go to Haiti. And I am a scaredy cat. I've said this for years.
I know. I just feel like they're almost here.
And I
want you to go and like see their life there so much. I've wanted you to go for years, and I always thought maybe you'd go.
I'm scared. Okay. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm scared to go over there.
I'm scared, but I'll take care of you. I'll protect you.
You're the last person that's going to take care of me.
Yeah. From the minute we land at the airport, I got you.
Mm. So, but I wasn't asking about that. But then it starts this whole thing.
Yeah,
like, the listeners started.
Then there was a poll put on Twitter.
They started dogpiling me again. Like, you should go, you should go, you should go.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, here's the deal I'll make you.
Let's go tomorrow.
No, stop. No. Listen. Ah. if they're not here by August, it's the first free weekend that I have, I will go.
Okay.
If you get a tattoo of me, my face on your body.
Yeah.
A small one. Where are you going to get
it? Yeah. Well, we talked about somewhere, it can be somewhere visible. Do I have to keep it though? Can I get the tattoo and then get laser?
Absolutely.
Get lasered off.
That's a negotiation.
Okay.
Absolutely. You have to keep it for 30 days.
Because
though.
My husband did not want it anywhere. Because you were like, well, you can get it somewhere where people don't have to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, well, those are places my husband's going to see it. And that's going to be awkward.
Yeah.
For him to be like, oh, there's Bobby.
Just put a Band-Aid over it.
No. But I could get it somewhere and then
cover it with another tattoo.
And then do something like that. Yeah, either cover it up later, I just didn't know what the rules were, or get it lasered off, which
now
is
we're
super
the money.
Painful, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so is going to Haiti and getting sick.
That's true.
You're not gonna get sick. You can take your own
stabbed.
Snacks.
And when the government puts out things that say don't go here because it's really unsafe, that's when I don't go places.
Yeah, they mean it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
so here's this is the deal. We have this on file.
Yeah, I'm marked the tape. Mark the tape.
Okay. And if I go to Haiti, Amy will get a tattoo of my face on her body.
Yes.
Okay.
The size of a quarter.
Yeah, no bigger.
No bigger.
But the rule is also that you can black it out or get it out, whatever you want.
Right, or laser it off.
Dang.
Did we say where?
No, somewhere on the body.
It doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
This shows you really care about your kids. That's proof.
Because until then, we were kind of wondering.
We were on the fence.
Totally.
We were
on the fence. That's pretty cool, Amy.
I will legit get it. I mean, I'll get the tattoo. What's the first weekend that you have off?
August something. Because I start stand-up. I have Atlanta this weekend, and then I have like a bunch of August.
Okay.
And they may be
here
by then.
I hope they're here. Like, that's the thing. I would much prefer that. But
if
they're
not,
you're going
to
Amy, no offense. I'm cheering for them not to make it by August.
Do you have the picture sketched out? Or which one do you want me to use?
I got
to
go first, boys. I'm not sure I'm going for the tattoo. But I'm just being honest. I'm scared.
I could just go ahead and get the tattoo now and you could go.
No.
Wow.
She's turning the tables on
you. That's a power play and I do not like that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that one. If you get a tattoo of me, I'm just going to laugh and then I'll go.
Yeah.
That would be so wrong. I just
that's not the rule.
Presenting it as an option. Like, would you go if I got the tattoo now? Like, forget.
No. I'm not sure I'm going.
Oh,
I'm scared.
My gosh. I feel like I would get the tattoo.
The government says don't go. I'll listen to the government. I pay my taxes. I don't go places they tell me not to go.
Okay. I'm going to need a contract if I get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much. Let's see what's in Amy's pile over there. What do you have?
Well, the Boy Meets World house. Did you see how much it sold for?
No, but I assume it's just a nice house, right? Because, I mean, I watched Boy Meets World with Corey and Topanga, but that's not one where you're like, ooh, let's go look at the Boy Meets World house.
Yeah, like you do with the Full House.
Right. Okay, I want to know your answer, then we'll go
around. Well, it's cool if somebody gets to buy it. I mean, they're just moving in their house, but $1.29 million.
Wow. Where is
Studio
it,
Studio City.
And okay, so it's really expensive to buy houses there?
Yeah. So it's probably just like a normal house.
It's a nicer house, but house prices in Los Angeles?
They're like crazy.
They're crazy. It's not the same world we live in.
Yeah. That's why when people from California move to other places like Texas or wherever, they're like, whoa, we get to buy all this house for all this money.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
So it's like that or a New York apartment. Like, they're tiny, and they spend all this money on it. So, houses that you would go see from TV. Full House.
I did that. I went to the wrong one, though.
You went to the wrong one, yeah.
But I was close.
Yeah,
it was tricky.
It was in the same picture, but she was pointing at the wrong house. So, there's that one.
Breaking Bad.
Good one.
Ooh.
In New Mexico? Is that where that one was shot? I know that's where the show
is. Yes, in Albuquerque.
But that's where it was shot, too?
Yes.
That's where the house is.
Yeah.
Okay,
so, I've been told.
The Breaking Bad house. What other
one?
Go ahead.
Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a cool one.
Good one.
You know what? And it's gone now, but the O.J. Simpson house.
Oh, yes. I went by there.
I think they tore it down, though.
The one where Nicole Simpson?
Yeah, the crime scene.
I went by there. It was so...
No, I think it's gone. I read that.
Was it gone when I went by there? Remember, we were in...
You always go to the wrong houses.
But we were in California that not too long ago, and I told you I drove right by.
Yeah, we talked about how it was morbid.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. We have to look it up. It may be there. I thought it was tore down.
Huh, very interesting.
But
I was on the wrong street again. You know, the internet sometimes gives you bad info.
Nah.
Do you have one?
Well, I mean, I've already visited two of them that we brought up.
The Roseanne house would be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
In Lanford. But it's not really in Lanford. I don't even know where that one is.
Ooh, the house in Scandal. The White House.
The White House.
Oh, my goodness. Every real world house. Any city you're in, you go by the and find the Real World house. Yeah. It's awesome.
Eddie, did you find the OJ house?
Says that the place has changed a few times since then, so it's not the same.
Oh.
Amy swears it is.
It's a townhome.
Reply and say
home.
That's not true. Amy said it was. Mm-hmm. All right, what else have Amy?
KFC is going to send a chicken sandwich to the edge of the atmosphere with the help of a high-altitude balloon next week.
Here, let me tell you about KFC for 1 second.
Okay.
Their fried chicken is so good.
Yeah.
It is so good.
It's
and say what
secret.
You want about fast food, and it's fast, and it's food, so whatever, man. That Kentucky Fried Chicken, I only get, by the way, I only get crispy. It is some good stuff. I love it. I will peel the, and it, I eat healthy 94% of the time. But when I don't, and if I go and get the fried extra, I will peel the skin of it off and just eat the skin.
Yeah.
I took pork rinds to Amy's house. You guys didn't go to the party, weren't you?
No, we don't know anything about
that.
But I took pork rinds, and I was judged a little bit because, again, some of the South comes out of me in my unhealthy ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to you, there were two people there that never tasted a pork rind. I was like, what planet are you from?
Yeah. And they loved it, right?
They were a little taken aback.
They were intrigued.
They were like, what exactly? I was like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it.
Exactly.
What exactly? It says on the back, fried pork skins.
Don't worry about it.
It's all good.
Do you ask hot dogs questions?
Nope.
Oh, like, I really try not to.
What part did you come? Nah!
That's why you stick with the veggie dog.
Just eat. Yeah, I love some KFC, just the skin. What else you got?
Well, we may be saying bye to the boarding pass. TSA and airlines are testing out facial recognition to ID travelers.
Okay, here, let me tell you about this.
Tell me.
First of all, paper's gone anyway. Bye-bye, paper. In a few years, paper's gone, movie theater's gonna be gone. Like, all this stuff's gonna be gone. But why would we need paper? Everything's digital. It's on pads. Like, first, it'll go all to our phones, which there already is some. I fly a lot for work, so it's like, boop, put your phone under there. But you don't think they have all our faces in a facial recognition anyway?
Yeah, they do, because of Snapchat, all the filters.
All
that's why.
Everything. Everything. Don't be stealing my joke from my stand-up act. That,
is that
yes.
Me?
Amy's like, I'm going to tell you what.
I can't do that. What's the deal with
it? Amy's like, starts repeating my own jokes
but
back from my...
We've talked about that a lot.
Well, no,
not just from your thing.
Rhonda.
Stop. Rhonda, what up?
Amy takes over. She knows she just got plagiarized. What's up?
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
We're good. Thank you for calling.
Great show as always.
Thank you.
Enjoying listening to you. Yep. Really just wanted to call in. I mean, I could talk to you about a million things, but just want to tell you how excited I am. I'm coming to the show in Cedar Rapids.
Oh, my comedy show. Well, Amy halfway wrote a joke. So
now I'm giving you a little taste.
Let me tell you about Cedar Rapids. That there's a huge theater there. It sold out in like 7 minutes. It's unbelievable. I don't even know why people like. Let me ask you a question, Rhonda. Because I'm doing a second leg of my stand-up tour. But why in the world would you pay to come watch me tell jokes?
So many reasons, Bobby. It's not, you are a comedian, you're funny. It's about what all of you guys do on the show. You run a great show. You seem like really nice people. I think Cedar Rapids is full of nice people. I think we'd all like to hang out with, you know, you and Amy and Eddie and Lunchbox, everybody. And it sold out in 3 minutes.
Even faster.
Yeah. Very fortunate to get tickets. I do have the meet and greet, so I'm extremely nervous and excited to meet you.
Oh, don't be. I will let you down.
Big question for you.
I'm ready.
I am bringing a shirt for you.
Yeah.
Do you want the sleeves cut off or do you want me to leave them on?
Well, what kind of shirt is it?
It is a support the law enforcement.
No, don't cut the sleeves off. But because here's the thing. It's not even a disrespect thing if I cut the sleeves off. I was wearing a Fresno State shirt yesterday. There are some shirts I just like to work out in because they're comfortable to work out in. So no, don't cut them off because I may wear it with sleeves. And then if I ever
then
mess
he
it
has
up.
The option to do both.
Yeah, I would appreciate the shirt.
It's a generic law enforcement shirt. So many of us are fans here at Cedar Rapids Police Department. And it says, back the blue. And
well, I can't wait for it. Thank you for thinking about me and getting me a gift ahead of time. Thank you. Rhonda, I can't wait to meet you. Remind me that we talked on the air. Be like, hey, I'm Rhonda. And I'll be like, what up, Rhonda?
I sure will. That's bringing my husband, bringing some friends. Just really excited, and what you guys do is just amazing.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for what you do.
That's awesome.
Have a good day. Anybody wants to come to the shows? Baton Rouge, Modesto, California, BobbyBonesComedy.com. Bones. Cities, I don't know if it was one guy or two, the guy that broke out of jail and killed the inmates. Did you see the story in the news?
Oh, that killed the guards?
Yeah. Okay. Let me get my words right. So the inmate or inmates.
Inmates. Two inmates killed two guards. Then they carjack someone,
What?
Yeah, they stole the car, and then they are on the run out of Georgia.
So they haven't caught him?
No, they haven't caught him.
Ray just handed me a bunch of clips here. And so here is the sheriff. Wow, I didn't know that all that happened here. Let's see.
If I knew where they were, I would not be talking to you.
So they don't know still.
Wow. We are still desperately looking for these two individuals. They are armed with 9mm pistols that were taken from the correction officers. They are dangerous beyond description.
Like, you just shoot them immediately, right?
Wow, yeah.
But like, there's nothing you're going to get out of them. It's just like, it's them. You for sure identified, take them out because they're armed and dangerous.
Yeah.
They've already killed. They will kill again.
Golly, man.
There have been reports by the media that vehicle has been located, that those reports are not true. We are still desperately looking for these two individuals.
Hmm. So what happened? Do you know?
I believe they were being transported, and somehow they got out of their shackles and were able to overpower the guards. And so the car that stopped, thought they were stopping because there was a work detail, so he was slowing down, and that's when they came out and held him at gunpoint and took his car.
When I hear someone gets out of their shackles, I just think somebody is
something's happening. Yeah.
Somebody's on the inside, hooked them up.
And the police said the most dangerous time for them is when they are transporting inmates.
Ugh.
There's so much that, you know, takes place, and it's the most vulnerable position they're in.
Wow.
Is transporting into another jail, a facility, a hospital. And so maybe someone on the inside helped them. They haven't determined that or said that, but yes, they are on the run.
Like, how many times does shackles just come undone for multiple people?
Right.
And again, I don't know the whole story here, but really, how many times are two shackles?
Right.
How many times are one shackle accidentally come undone? Like, don't they put their hands through for the most part?
Yeah, and then sometimes they do their legs.
Sometimes, man, if that's the most dangerous part, I'd be shackling it all up.
That's a sucky story, huh?
It's terrible.
And they still have it. The manhunts are always crazy to me that it takes. Because once it goes out, you think everybody would be like
everywhere,
especially
looking for
there. Like, that's a small town. Yeah. They're not getting very far, at least not that quick.
Yeah. He even has to be like, okay, there's false reports that we found the car. Heads up, we have not found the car. Still be on the lookout.
Oh, okay, I say that, but even the guy here, the teacher with the girl.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he was gone for.
They were gone
a month before they were found.
That is nuts.
Dang. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Had Shania Twain in today for day one of a two-day Shania extravaganza.
Shania-thon?
Yeah. Day two of the Shania-thon.
We should talk before we go on air.
Yeah. We should have these. These should be
meetings.
Yeah. So if you missed it, Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio, or search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes. And tomorrow, more Shania Twain.
Mm-hmm.
Better be good. Tonight, stopping by the house, songwriter Jesse Alexander wrote a ton of hits, like I Drive Your Truck, and there's a bunch. But new Bobby Cast will be up tonight. Other than that, head over to the website, bobbybones.com. We got a Zach Brown flyaway for you and your old man, because my old man, their song, My Old Man. But we got a trip for, like,
that
you and your
really
dad.
Good. No, that's special. I like it.
What sounded good, the trip or my voice?
Your voice sounded good, The trip sounds special.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For the voice. Yeah. Bobbybones.com. Lots of Shania pictures too. It was really cool to see Shania. Like, we're not even gonna kid around. Like, it was kind of it was me. No, it was really cool. It was really cool. All right, thank you guys. Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on.